What if a city's concrete roadways doubled as an air freshener? Well, that's the dream of a group of Dutch scientists who have developed a product they describe as air purifying pavement. And the question now is, could the very streets you drive on eat smog? Well, Josh Brouwers, who is a professor at Eindhoven University of Technology, is part of a team working on this very thing. And he's joining us to describe a new technology he and his colleagues are testing that could clean the air using the streets. Hi, Professor.
Hello.
I've seen pictures in the newspaper of your smog-eating technology. It looks just like a regular street. How does it work?
Well, it's a concrete pavement, and this pavement is provided with a photocatalyst. And this photocatalyst, under the influence of UV light from the sun, degrades nitrogen oxides, which contribute to smog.
Nitrogen oxide, they call those NOx here, and there's also SOx, which is sulfur dioxide, right? Does it eat that too?
Yes, yes. We expect that SOx will also be degraded, but we did not measure that.
And it's made of titanium, you said. This sounds expensive.
Compared to concrete, it's expensive, perhaps 50% more expensive. But if you look at the integral cost, so also labor, the foundation work, which you always have involved with street modification, then the price increase is probably 10%.
Is it sturdy? You know, one of the things with concrete is they don't want to come back and have to repair it so quickly. Goodness knows they don't want to repair potholes very often. So does it last?
Yeah, it lasts. It's mixed in the top layer of the concrete, and technically it will last the same as a blank concrete.
Oh, it's the same durability. So take a city, you know, I'm in New York City, listeners in San Francisco or San Antonio, the big driving cities of America. Smog is less of a problem than it used to be, but still a big problem. What if they bought your concrete and they, let's say, you know, paved a quarter of San Francisco highways with it? How much of an effect would it have?
Well, that's difficult to assess because you have to look from situation to situation. In the setup where we measured, which was a narrow street, which was paved over the full width with this pavement and a length of 150 meters, and we compare that with another same street, but then 150 meters of blank concrete, there we saw a reduction of 20-25% when you look over the whole day and 45% when you look in the afternoon.
On that street of the ambient smog.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the NOx degradation I'm talking about.
Josh Brouwers is professor at Eindhoven University of Technology in the Netherlands, and he and his team have created concrete that eats smog. And so far in tests, it works, folks. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.